Time now for A Breath of Fresh Air. A look at calf barn ventilation and design with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek.
Ryan, we continue to hear about your trip overseas, where you observed the differences and similarities in agriculture practices. And one place we haven't discussed is Russia and what you observed there.
Yeah, so Russia was my last stop. And after having been in Italy, Russia was a very stark contrast in many ways to what I experienced in Italy as far as their agricultural system. Probably one of the most interesting countries that I visited. And I got a bit of a history lesson from my interpreter. And the way that she explained it, she said, Ryan, you have to understand, Russia was communist for such a long part of our history that when we went away from communism, where the government owned everything, all of a sudden now land, businesses, all of that stuff that was government held was now available essentially for private party purchase. And what you see in Russia is the way she explained it to me, any dairy over 200 cows is likely not privately held. It's held by what's called the holding corporation. And holding corporations are giant companies that have multiple sub-companies within them. And they're extremely wealthy. And we visited an 800-cow dairy in the Ulyanovsk region of Russia that was held by a very wealthy holdings company. And one of their businesses was this 800-cow dairy. But other businesses they had was a 56,000-acre cropping operation, an oil refinery, a gigantic brick manufacturing company. I mean, just to give you an idea, the change in the landscape here, I was in the Netherlands, Germany, Italy. I'm very familiar with the United States market. And these are all privately held dairy farms owned by families. And then when you go to Russia, coming out of this post-communist society, these large holding companies were able to purchase many of these companies that were previously owned by the government. And now they are really run the vast majority of the Russian dairy market. It was very different. And another very stark contrast in Russia was the labor. Their labor is plentiful and extremely cheap. Many farmers will make less than $300 a month working on a farm for anywhere from an 8 to 10-hour shift. I asked one of the Russian herdsmen, do you guys use any automation, like an automatic feed pusher? And he looked at me and said, that guy over there gets paid $4 a day. There's no way I would buy an automatic feed pusher. It's too expensive when I have this level of very available, cheap labor. So that was one of the biggest contrasts that I saw in my travels was the Russian market and how it's influenced by its post-communism factors.
You had mentioned socializing with some of the farmers in Germany and Italy and other countries. How was it like in Russia?
Russia was a big change. I'm not a big drinker in the United States, and I also don't like vodka. But when we went to Russia, there was a lot of vodka, and it was socially expected that as a male that you drink and drink heavily to keep up with the social settings when you're out to dinner. And if you don't, it is deemed offensive. And so I must say, although I do not like vodka at all, the vodka in Russia was actually quite delicious. And they had their own set of drinking rules that every time someone gave a toast, you had to do a shot of vodka. We had a lunch meeting, and we were just ripping back shots of vodka like you wouldn't believe, which, you know, in the U.S., we don't normally drink heavily at lunch. That was just part of the culture. That's just what you did, and it wasn't abnormal. And they have a rule that every seventh toast has to be given by a woman. I asked my interpreter, what if there's no women around? He said, you find a woman or we stop drinking, which means we find a woman to do the seventh toast somewhere. He said, if you got to go outside and get your neighbor, we bring her over. She does the toast. We continue drinking. And it was just, it's just different. It's just different than anything I experienced. And it's fun learning about other cultures. Nobody drinks and drives because the penalty for drinking and driving in Russia is so severe. And everybody understands how dangerous it is that people are very respectful of that. And they just simply do not have a drunk driving problem. I thought that was interesting.
Well, it must be good for you to be back home after visiting, you know, four different countries.
Yeah, I'm happy to be home. And it just makes me appreciate my home in the United States all that much more. I mean, I had so many good experiences abroad and really enjoyed my time over there learning about other cultures and agriculture in other countries. But nonetheless, it does just feel nice to be home.
That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been A Breath of Fresh Air with Dr. Ryan Leiterman. Brought to you by Crystal Creek, a family-owned business serving your farming needs. Research the latest news and featured products at crystalcreeknatural.com.